This is the VOA Special English Health Report. A United Nations report says almost 3 million people in developing countries are now receiving drugs for HIV. This is an increase of almost 1 million people from 2006. Still, the hope was to reach 3 million by 2005. The World Health Organization, UNAIDS, and UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund, released the new report Tuesday. WHO Director General Margaret Chan welcomed the progress, but she noted that antiretroviral therapy, or ART, alone will not solve the problem.
For every 2 persons we manage to provide them with ART, another 5 persons get infected. So again, we cannot underestimate the power of prevention.
The new report says almost 75% of people receiving HIV drugs are in Africa. 60% of the people with HIV in Africa are women. Antiretroviral therapy suppresses HIV, human immunodeficiency virus. The drugs help patients live longer without developing AIDS. The disease robs the body of its natural defenses against infections. An estimated 9,700,000 people in low and middle-income countries were in need of HIV treatment last year. The report says that by the end of the year, just over 30% of them were getting it. The report says price reductions are a main reason why more people with HIV, including more pregnant women, are receiving the drugs. Also, delivery systems have been redesigned to better serve individual countries and smaller health centers. And treatments are simpler than in the past. But the report notes that huge barriers remain in dealing with the AIDS epidemic. Getting patients to stay on their therapy is difficult. There are still large numbers of people who do not get tested for HIV. And there are many others who get tested too late and die within months. The report also says there is not enough joint treatment of HIV and the related infections that most often kill AIDS patients. Tuberculosis, for example, is the leading cause of death among AIDS patients in Africa. And still another problem is the shortage of healthcare workers in the developing world. Many move to wealthier nations for better pay and living conditions. And that's the VOA Special English Health Report, written by Katie Weaver. For more health news, go to voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Embert.